531.
PM News at 3. Kia ora, I'm Vaimaila Leatinu'u. A school principal says feeding kids who are hungry should be obvious. This comes as funding for lunches in lower decile schools is being extended while the program is under review. The Ka Ora Ka Ako program costs more than $300 million a year and was criticised for food that gets wasted each day. Rowandale School Principal Carol Vassal says meeting the needs of students who are hungry should be the main focus.
It took them all that drama to figure out that it's important. This policy should never have been discussed or put out there or introduced or challenged the way it was. When you talk about it, it's children that are hungry. Now, if we're going to debate if a child is hungry, in my world, if you're hungry and your child, you feed them.
The outgoing chair for Creative NZ's Toi Aotearoa is proud to see the growth and prominence of Pacific arts in Aotearoa NZ. Karen Rangi was formally farewelled by her colleagues after 12 years. The proud Cook Island governance specialist started out as the Cook Islands rep on the Pacific Arts Committee. She served 3 years as chair of the Creative NZ Arts Council.
One of the big things for me has been the increase in investment on Pacific arts, the growth of a whole range of Pacific artists and initiatives. When I started, we had one Pacific-focused staff member, which was Makarita Urali. Now we've got a whole team of Pacific queens doing fabulous stuff out there with our Pacific arts community.
In Fiji, PhD scholar Chope Tarai says keeping the coalition parties together is integral to political stability in the country. Tarai was referring to the recent U-turn by Prime Minister Sitiveni Rambuka in reinstating Aseri Randrondro as the Minister of Education. Randrondro was sacked after he failed to carry out a directive regarding the University of the South Pacific. Chope Tarai says keeping all three coalition parties partners happy can be a source of contention.
Keeping the coalition together is really something that's going to be a source of tension and stress in decision making. The Prime Minister has admitted that it was all his decision. Over time, especially in the last 3 months, backroom discussions and meeting may have indicated very clearly to the Prime Minister that they need to keep the coalition together.
Former American football star Manase Jesse Sapolu says he is happy to see more Pacific Island players in the NFL. There are now more than 100 players in the competition, way more than the four actively playing when Sapolu was on the field in 1983.
This year by itself, there's 13 that got drafted, and there's about 10 more that will be signed that didn't get drafted. So we have about 110 to 115 now that are playing professional American football.
Sapolu won 4 Super Bowl championship rings across a 10-year period from the mid-80s. And that's PMN News at 3 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmn.co.nz.